Okay, we're trying to get some chizik now during the 3 weeks. And we're going to quote, we're going to learn again from Reb Tzvi Meir, whose whole essence is giving chizik to other Jews. So it begins, he says, Nevar be'ezras Hashem ma'at mimah shegilu ha'tzadikim zechusim yogein leinu. We're going to share what the tzadikim have revealed to us. Yisoidos ha'shehim ha'psicha lechol ha'voidos ha'shaychus le'mashiach le'vodos yomim elu. Specifically with the task of Mashiach, revealing Mashiach, and what the avoda is during these time period of the 3 weeks. Arichnu bazeh, he brings the Kedushas Levi, the Rav Chitzurov, the Chasam Soifer, Svas Emes, Kamorna, Reb Tzadok, Od Tzadikim, Zuchus Magenu. Hine hayetzahar medam el Adam, she'or beis hamigdash dila osir, the kelim, v'korbonos, v'orosh al Mashiach, harehed minogeh rak lizman shihiyeh. The Yetzahar wants to convince us that all of these ideas are things that will be in the future. Im ba'itov, im ba'chishena. As we darshan from the Navi, there's a set time for it, or there can be hastened if we behave appropriately. So we're anticipating, we're waiting. When's it going to be Mashiach Zeit? Shekevar yeh bekorov mamash. We'd like it to happen immediately. But tzarech l'das, you have to know. Sh'af al-pi shekosov bebinyin beis ha-migdash. Oro shel Mashiach, Rucho shel Mashiach, Tikun HaSholem, V'chol Klei HaMekdash, all these things that we're davening for, Be'es HaGu'ula Shleima Yieh B'Bechinas Pitoim Yavo, El Heicholov HaHadon, it's going to happen quickly. Ulam, Ein HaKavan B'Pitoim, Shekoidim Lechein Ein Ma'uma. Don't think that it's not here beforehand, and just poof, abracadabra, it appears. As we spoke out, we said abracadabra, right? It comes from the Aramaic, Abara kidabra. I will create as I speak. Abracadabra. Okay, comes from the Aramaic. We think poof, all of a sudden all these kelim are going to appear. Peta yivne kol habinyan eshtakel viskaliel kol. Everything's going to just come together. No, hatzedikim zechus meyene oru keseder she'ein zekach. Says Reb Tzvi Meir, that's not how it's going to be. Ella shemeharegesh shel Tisha B'Av la'acher chatzos. From the moment of Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, Be'es Sreifa Sabayis, the time when the Beis Hamikdash was burning, at that point, right there, Me'az Hischa Kavar Livnos Sabayis. That's when the building of the Beis Hamikdash took place again. And we know that by Chatzos already, certain of the restrictions of Avelas are lifted. We could start sitting on chairs again. And that moment was when the Beis Hamikdash really was burning. Isa B'Chazal Kadoshim She'tekef Be'osa Rega Haye Kruvim Uvavin Zeh B'Zeh. So the Gemara tells us, we spoke this out by Shalash Shudas, that the Gemara tells us that there was these two images of these Kruvim, these two like angelic figures, and when Klal Yisrael was doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they were facing each other. And when the Klal Yisrael were, ouch, not doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were turned away. So if you'd have asked me, what position do you think these Kruvim would be at the time when Hashem is destroying the Beis HaMikdash? They would be as far apart, turned away as possible, totally, totally unconnected. However, they were Me'urvim. They were embraced in a very intimate way. And the Magid teaches that that is the idea that if a husband is going to go away for a while, he has an obligation to be intimate with his wife before he leaves. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was intimate with us before Kaviyochel he had to leave. Latest HaMashiach happens at that point, right? As we say in the Ki Ata Hashem Bo'esh Hitzato Uve'esh Ata Osu Livnosa. That's what we say the pasuk. So what does it mean? Kib Esh Hitzato. You hit Heineke Osu Reg in that moment. Uve'esh Ata Osu Livnosa. It's going to be rebuilt again. Hischil Bo'osu HaRega. That building started. Commenced, I should say, at that moment. Bone Yerushalayim Hashem. If you think about it, we daven all the time, but let's think about the little dictic over here. It's not Bona Hashem, you did build Yerushalayim. It's not Yibone Hashem will build Yerushalayim. It's Bone, it's present tense. It's present tense. Hashem, right now you are building Yerushalayim. B'loshen Hove. Shuke Seder Nivne Oid Va'od. It's being built more and more. Amen. As we say, Hashem, you are actively building it. Show us the building of it. Show us what we're building right now. And give us a simcha and its tikkun is being established. So we should be zoiche to see it in its simcha. We want to bring into our lives now the simcha that's going to happen in the future. From then until now, from the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, during the Churban, it's almost close to 2,000 years. Every day and every moment, every little avoda we do towards Hashem, we are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And everyone has their own unique portion in what they are able to build. Rak b'yomzeh, and they can only do it on this day. Va'aydei avod aso, based on their unique avoda, who boine es chelka b'veis ha-migdash, who mamshich es chelka b'tikun ha-shalim. They're bringing down, they're bringing into the world the reality of their tikun. Ela, shehizkalus b'shleimas tiyeh b'oifen shel pitom. The revelation of what's been happening all along since that moment, that's what's going to happen pitom. But don't think everything's going to happen now. It's happened. It's happening now. It will be revealed in a sudden moment. Another yisod that the tzaddikim has shared with us. That each one of us has our own unique avoda that we do. And there's a special, unique thing that we do, hachelik hamiyucha la'oisa hayom, that has to be done on that day. Aydei avoda hamiyuchedes la'yom zeh, that every day has a unique challenges, unique opportunities. The isa mitfer shlomo zehusa genu shekoydim sheyardu nishmosenu lezeh ha'olam. Before the neshama comes down into this world, haravina shabashman l'chol yochi v'yachi ma hachelik shemuta olav livnois. Hashem shows each one of us what is our chelik, what we're going to have to be doing and building. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives each one of us the koiches to do this. Don't forget, don't get distracted. What you have to do for that. And every generation, each one of us in this generation, we have something unique to do. I think it was years ago, but I think it was at a Gimel Thomas Farbrengen, we shared the story of the U.S. Senator Shirley Chisholm. She related that at her retirement party, she was in 1968, she was elected, and because of politics, they tried to assign her to a very uninfluential committee, and she was so upset by this. And the Lubavitch Rebbe sent a message he'd like to speak with her, and he says, I realize you're upset. And she says, yeah, what should I do? She says, you have to use this as an opportunity that you have to make connections. So on her first day in Washington, she meets up with Senator Bob Dole. And he was very upset. This is in the late 60s, 1968, I believe, that there was so much surplus food from farmers that was going to waste because people were buying from Cuba. And the two of them teamed together and started the WIC, the food stamps, and were able to get a ridiculous number amount. I think something like 8 million people were getting food as a result of 8 million meals. I forget the numbers exactly. Something that she said, if poor babies have food and poor mothers have milk to give their children, it's all because of this rabbi in Brooklyn. And he was teaching her that you think you have an obstacle. You think you have a setback, but it's a challenge to rise a Yerida Litzarech Aliyah, which is what Gullus is. We were punished, but it's a Yerida Litzarech Aliyah in order to do something unique that we have an avoida, and everyone has a special circumstance that they have to do. And that's what Rav Tzimmer is talking about, that each one of them has a tachlis to do. I'm going to skip a little bit, but I want to just hone in on one more point. He says, Vihine. Echad mipituye yetzahar, one of the seductions and the tricks of our yetzahara, shemevies ha v'nisrachak milad moseinu, that we've become rachok, distant from our land. Umachlishes ha lahava sholet merki, shelo nichye im ha'emes lamito. We don't live our lives with the recognition of the truth. What does that mean? Shekol mashehu ha'hischazkus b'meshech ha'chav dalet shalos b'yom. Every small amount of chizik that we do, that we work on, and we struggle, and we do during the 24 hours of every day, im ze betorah, im betzefila, im be shkima, be hashkama, or betikun hamidos, every little thing we do, chizchaskus bekedusha betahara. It's now the summer months, and sometimes people go out of the house and they forget to get dressed before they go out of the house. The person doesn't look where they're not supposed to look. Every small amount of chizik that we get, v'chein kol prat mitprati avodas Hashem, every small detail in avodas Hashem, chizchaskus b'avodas hachizik, b'avodas hasimcha. A person tries to make themselves happy. Every amount of chizik that we do is building the Beis HaMikdash. Right? We all know this. He's going to say, you know, everything I do, it's a brick in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Lo rak shiyodeya. It's not enough just that we know this. Ela kol echad mechanech kach es b'nei beiso. Me, I'll do some. We teach our little kids this. Ask any little child who had a yeshiva education. What do you do when you do a mitzvah? They'll tell you, I'm building a brick in the Beis HaMikdash. Every kid knows this. Shekol yele katan yodeya zos. Every child. Aval chaser, what's lacking? V'hashivosa el levavecha. To put it into your heart. We talk about it, but it's not in our hearts. The Kotzker Rebbe said the greatest distance, the biggest distance in the world, bigger than the distance between Shemayim Va'aretz, is the distance between our head and our heart. V'hashivosa levecha, to feel it in our heart, to feel that. Imagine the simcha you would have when a person says, you know what? I had a chavrusa today. I learned two mishnayos today. I did my daf yomi. I said a chapter to Tehillim. I did bikra cholim. I did something small. I didn't lose my temper. That little bit, every little bit. V'hashivosa levecha, we live with that. Gevaldik. Gevaldik, you're building the Beis HaMikdash. L'chiyosim ha-metziyos ha-zois, to live with this metziyos. Kametzorech l'natzalas ha-choftal shos shokol hayom b'chizchaskus atzuma. We mechazik ourselves for all the 24 hours. And now he's going to bring an amazing voit over here. Again, we said this over on different occasions, but it's kedai to chazer this. Like the Mesilas Yesharim says, there's certain fundamental truths that we have to quickly remind ourselves of. The dover ze gile me rapture to rov khasm soifer mori naim kamorna with sans rov the old sadikim ze khusm genu shiko echa yeshlo es a khel be bin hayis. Each one has their own unique role. Val inyan ze an me vakshim, here it is, uvene osa bekarov, the diak is bi yamenu, right? Now what does it mean biyameinu? So the poshup shot is, we think, okay, so it should happen in our lifetimes. The Rupchitzer turns this and gives us insight, a very powerful insight. Uvnei Yushalayim ir hakodesh bimheira biyameinu. Again, poshup shot sounds like it should happen in our days. Kmo she'amar chazal hakodesh haloshen, kol mi shenivne b'yis hamigdash b'yamav, b'loshen hoive, v'chamana b'zeh, shekol yom, every day, Yesh chilek shitzarech livnois bebeis amigdash kemosh is bezerakodesh. That's just quoting Parshas Kiseitze. Ubona also bekarov biyameinu binyan olam. Bona Yerushalayim Hashem. Uvama bona also. What do we actually do that builds it? Biyameinu. It's our days. Our days. Not that it should happen in our days. Let us use our days. Biyameinu with our days. By using our days properly, that's building the Beis HaMikdash. Aide hayom shalanu, through our lives, through our days. Shebechol yom shehadam oved oso yizborach. Every day we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefimasa bona es Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash. We are building it biyameinu by using our days. Beautiful vort. V'chein isa b'morinayim parshas Pinchas. And this is what we quoted in Shul. But now I want to read the whole thing here. This is the morinayim on parshas Pinchas. He says, "Kemaimer habal shem tov nishmos began Eden, shetzarech kol echad mi Yisrael, that every single yid l'sakein l'hachin chilek koymas haMashiach hashayich l'nishmoso, that each one of us has to fix and repair that fragment of Mashiach that's inside of each one of us. Harishan kol nishamas shel Yisrael, va'achrakach aide achid." I skipped a line. Let me go back. Kinodeshe Adam hu reishit tevis Adam David Mashiach. That the word Adam itself, Aleph Dalad Mem, stands for three personalities. Adam David Mashiach. Shekomaso shel Adam harishon misofa olam vad sofo. That the stature of Adam went from one end of the world to the other. Shehayu kalulim nekomis Adam harishon kol neshamas shel Yisrael. And contained within, it was a collective soul that had all the future souls through all the time periods. Va'achakach aidea chet nismatu komaso. And through the chait, his stature became diminished. So Mashiach also will have this type of, he'll go back and restore that unity. We have a chilek in rebuilding us. I mean, the Baal Shem Tov's teaching is such a powerful idea, meaning that It's not just Mashiach is some big, strong, inspiring person going to take the world by storm. It's going to change it over in a good way. What it is that each one of us has a little miniature Mashiach inside of us. And if we tap into that energy and we accentuate that and we reveal our own little inner micro Mashiach, then we can bring the macro Mashiach. That's the idea of building this out. And that's the Arvoda of this days. Just to do the last paragraph over here, Va'achshav b'techilas hayamim ha'elu. Now that we're in the beginning of the 3 weeks, tzarech lehischazek b'zeh ma'od. We have to get such a strength and encouragement in this. L'chiyus im zeh b'meshech kol hayom. To live our lives with this reality. L'achsor lifnei kol avoyda avoyda. To remind ourselves for every time avoda we do, sha'ayde avoda zu, by doing this, sha'ani holich la'asoyis, I'm about to go do this, ani bone od chilek b'beis ha'migdash. I am building the base of Migdash. B'vadei shekol ha'gisha l'chol avoyda v'avoyda. By doing this way, nase ba'oifen achi l'gamrei. It's going to totally affect the way we do our mitzvos. It's going to totally transform our bein adam l'chavero. When I'm upset with somebody and I don't act upon it, when I'm ma'avir al midosav, when I suppress a negative thought, an inappropriate comment, all these things, I'm building the base of Migdash. Kasher yodea she'osek akshav binyan ha'osi, and I'm building the future base of Migdash, b'tikun ha'shalim, the complete finishing, who osko godol she'osek b'tzarech yitzibur, this is the greatest thing I do for all Klal Yisrael, who shliach shal kol Yisrael. I am like a shliach of all of Klal Yisrael, l'havi es v'tim l'chata, who Hashem l'keine b'mheira l'varech akol ma'asecha, Al-Yidei Avodazu, that I am doing the full fulfillment of making HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Dira B'Tachtonim, a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm revealing that through my actions. So this is based upon the Shmuz of Sichos Hischazkus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to focus on the unique Avoda that's within our potential to bring Mashiach B'Mehei Rabbi Amenu. Okay, Shkoich everyone.